the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody. Gather around. My sexy man's gonna fill your ears with magic.
That's right. I take steroids. It's not for muscles. It's just to shrink my testicles to a manageable size.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We invite you to visit WJFK.com. Click on Mike. Once you're there, check out our podcast, post your thoughts in the forum, and email us if you choose. And coming soon, MikeO'Mara.com.
Mike.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
You look different.
Programming note, I am going to be ducking out of here after this next Buzz segment. Because I'm going down to the seventh game of the playoffs.
So are you rocking the red?
Look at me. I've got the whole outfit
you
on.
You do.
I got the hat.
Is that a rental?
It does look new, doesn't it?
It does.
I bought it today.
No kidding.
Thank you, Dick.
Oh, you bought it from Dick.
I got it from Dick's. I've always
Dick.
Wanted to do their commercials. Really, I'd like, because I'd come out there and go, for all you Caps gear, all you have to do is go to Dick's. Yeah, Dick's has all of it for you. So you go to Dick's, you'll be all set. Yeah, it's Rock the Red. I'm excited. Caps hockey. Go beat the Flyers. It's going to be a lot of fun. For those of you that are around the country saying, why is he talking about this so much? Here in Washington, D.C., it's a very, very exciting deal. So we are excited about it. It's too loud every time I turn that on.
There's sometimes when it's just right.
That's my cold that finally got to me. No more with that mistake, please.
Okay.
No more.
I'm sorry that you heard.
Thank you. All right, let's get our very first full hour of Buzz. Not really a full hour. It's kind of like an abbreviated full hour.
Hi.
Whatever. There you go. Didn't mean to yell, Rob, but, you know, the cold gets you after a while.
I understand.
So effing loud.
Somebody's cranky.
Yeah, I know.
If all those strange lights in the sky are not visitors from another planet, then what the hell are they? More UFO sightings over the weekend and on April 14th over St. Augustine, Florida, and multiple sightings in Phoenix last night. In fact, there have been sightings lately around the world, but in Phoenix last night, four lights in various formations, a straight line, a diamond pattern, and a U-shape, and then one by one, they disappeared. There is video of all of this, along with multiple eyewitnesses.
That's not a my shape, that's a U-shape.
Hey, look at that shape up in a big old sky.
This is so good.
Calls to the FAA, the local airbase, and the Phoenix police turned up no clues about just what those lights were. Arizona's governor saw the last such incident 11 years ago.
Buzz, the last time you sucked me in on one of these, it was that blue thing at the gas station?
Yes.
And it was a grocery bag.
No, I heard it was an insect. But either way, it turned out to be a hoax.
It was a hoax, and you've propagated so many hoaxes on the air over the years, you should be in prison.
I shouldn't actually.
No, I'm kidding.
I've called.
Well, you know, I'm overreacting to things. I might as well go all the way.
I've called many more right than wrong.
I know you have. You're a fantastic journalist, and I should never impugn your authority.
Do you think there will ultimately be an explanation, or will all of this go away like it usually does?
It'll probably just go away, because there are no official explanations coming from authorities.
You are the cynic, and I should tell you that I am a believer that there are forces in this country that neither you nor I know about that are responsible for keeping secrets about UFOs in a very secret, dark place, and they will never tell us about them. And I don't think you should be questioning Mr. Burbank when he simply passes along information about extraterrestrial beings.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have had a lot of cold medicine.
This mood swings both ways. And while 40% of Americans do believe in UFOs, fewer than 40% believe in evolution.
Mm. Oh, now we're getting dumb.
Another 40% don't believe in evolution, and 20% of us say we just don't know.
But they believe in keeping their hairstyles exactly the same and wearing dresses from the 1930s.
Little House on the Prairie dresses.
Thank you.
These numbers on evolution, according to a survey by Science magazine, it was a worldwide survey. The U.S.
Science!
Do you take that magazine?
I do.
Isn't that the one I gave you that
it's
never arrived?
Yeah. It was that, and it was a boating magazine that was the most obscure. Like, I think it wasn't published by the time Rob was supposed to get around to me. Rob, one birthday, gave me subscriptions to magazines, which I really wanted.
Well, he says.
And you know how you've got yachting magazine, boating,
sure.
Powerboat,
right. Yes.
Offshore magazine.
Right.
You know, Rob gave me a magazine that was just like Boat US or Boat Today, and it was some obscure one.
It was Amazon.com's recommended boating magazine.
Yeah, that's the.
Doing it again.
That will go down as the year that Rob stiffed me on my birthday.
I've gotten you good gifts since then.
Yes, you have.
Mike's two interests, boating and science.
Gee, I wonder what kind of birthday celebration we're going to have this year. Guess who's back? It's Beth Ann McBride. Hey, Beth Ann, get working on the banners. And we're all getting drunk.
You know what? I bet we still have the banner.
Good. The one where you, like, substitute the new date.
We'll just substitute a new date. We'll be a five this year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it.
Congratulations. The U.S. is second only to Turkey.
49, actually.
Science.
Don't make me older than I am.
Science.
U.S. is second only to Turkey in not believing in evolution. Iceland is the most evolved, with 80% of the population believing in evolution.
I liked that country when we were there, Buzz.
Like it a lot, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You spent time in a spa with him.
Yeah, it's the greatest picture that I have.
It is.
As far as the
same
show,
here.
Buzz and I in thermal baths with our arms around each other,
just like in our dreams.
Yes.
This appears to be the 11th hour for Hillary Clinton. She's favored to win today's Democratic primary in Pennsylvania, probably not by the margin she will need. And if Barack Obama wins this close election, the pressure will really be on for Clinton to drop out. The longer the competition lingers, the more time John McCain has to build his own campaign.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
We'll try.
Mm-hmm.
A church in Jonesville, South Carolina has caused a little stir with a message about Barack Obama on its sign out front. The sign reads, Obama, Osama, are they brothers?
Oh, that crap again?
Yeah.
Still.
The
oh,
pastor,
my God, that still goes on.
South Carolina, the pastor of the Jonesville Church of God says the sign isn't racist or political.
His name is so close to Osama till I have a feeling that he might be Islamic.
All right. The Right Reverend says his congregation, which has no African-American members, voted unanimously Sunday to keep the sign up despite the controversy.
I don't understand why people are upset with me. I just thought it'd be a good idea. And incidentally, that Bob Siska that was on that show,
yes, sir.
You can tell him to go straight to hell with those comments about Applebee's.
You don't,
I think
you don't
he
care
doesn't
for
know
that?
I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
And your fried cheese will be up in a moment.
Thanks so much. Man, I love it. Give me a wedge of cheese deep fried.
You already have a wedge.
Deep fried.
Obama may have been onto something with his comments about people seeking comfort in religion and guns. A new survey claims that people who own guns are happier than people who don't. 36% of the gun owners describe themselves as very happy. Among those who don't own guns, it's only 30%.
Now, I'm gullible. You might change my mind here, and I might go out and buy one over the weekend.
Just to be happy.
You buy one at Dick's?
If I was Dick's. I don't think they sell guns at Dick's.
Well, maybe someday.
Not the one I go. They sell them at Walmart.
That's right.
The guns that would make me happy, though, would be if I could buy them and like have the six shooters on either side.
Yeah.
And wear them with a holster every mm-hmm. every day coming
like
into work.
Steve Martin in Parenthood?
With the tiny little
the tiny hat.
Exactly.
16% of the people who don't own guns describe themselves as not too happy, while only 9% of gun owners describe themselves that way. Of course, that's the 9% we need to keep an eye on.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, more than one in three American homes has a gun inside.
Really?
I have no gun.
You don't own a gun, and Buzz doesn't own a gun either.
No, that's correct.
But Beth Ann?
Oh, God.
Arsenal.
Yeah.
And right. Mrs. Liddy.
And she knows how to fire them.
Don't know why I even brought her up.
Super stain.
You can do that anytime, Rob. Congress has given the Pentagon a deadline to tell how many convicted felons are now serving in the entire military. The Pentagon has 30 days to cough up these numbers.
30 days, Jerry!
New Defense Department numbers indicate the Army alone admitted over 500 felons last year. The Marines enlisted 350. Most of them were convicted on drug and burglary charges, but 6 were convicted of manslaughter, 9 were convicted of sex crimes.
But they were happy because they owned guns.
That's right. In both branches, the signing of convicted felons virtually doubled in the past year as the military struggles to support the Bush war in Iraq. The airlines start taking fingerprints? That story when we continue.
Wow. All right, beware highways and byways. I'm ducking out just a little bit early to go to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup first round. Sorry about that.
Alex Rieger is waiting for you.
Wanted to make a programming note. Jay Glazer from Fox.
Yes.
He will be on the show to talk to NFL draft. I will need your calls, draft nerds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Thank you.
I am not a draft nerd. I'm really not. We'll need lots of your calls for Jay Glazer tomorrow.
I'll help.
Because all I'm going to talk to him about is Ultimate Fighting, because I think it's cool that he does that too.
Right.
But
awesome.
We got lots more news from Buzz Burbank.
That's right.
Let's go. Go Caps, rock the red,
rock
and I will
red.
See you tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.